So the question is that we see in Vaivasvatmanu's times, the Rama, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them appear. So is there any reason why Vaivasvatmanu was specially favored? The Bhagavatam itself does not describe any specific reason. The Bhagavatam starts off by describing that there are unlimited in avatars of the Lord. It describes that there are as many incarnations as there are waves in an ocean. So that's right in the first canto itself. So the point is that Krishna, his love for us is unlimited. And that's why the point is that he comes again and again and again at various times to manifest his mercy to us. This is one of the defining differences between the Vedic tradition and other religions. Other religions also ultimately help us to connect with God. But often they try to reserve or restrict God's grace to only one particular incarnation or one particular descent. So then Jesus is the only way. So before, from the times of Abraham, there was the idea that some incarnation is going to come, or some savior is going to come. So when Moses came, those who accepted Moses as the savior, they are considered Jesus. They are considered Jews. And afterwards, when Jesus came, those who accepted Jesus as the savior, they are considered Christians. Then those who thought that no, Jesus was not the savior, Muhammad is the savior. So they are the Muslims. So when Muhammad came, he saw, everybody is, somebody else is coming, and that person is saying, I am the savior. So Muhammad said, I'll end this. He said, I am the last savior. No more saviors after. So the point which I am making is, in these traditions, there is revelation of God, but the revelation of God is often restricted to one particular incarnation. Or one particular, not necessarily incarnation, one particular messenger or one particular son or whoever. But that is not the mood of the Vedas. Now, God's grace is unlimited, and that's why it comes again and again in various manifestations. So yes, so in every Manvantara, there is Satyuga, Teta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. And this happens several times within each Manvantara also. And there are avatars that appear at particular times. So yes, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are specially merciful, no doubt. But there are avatars which appear in each Manvantara, each Yuga. And these are called the Yuga avatars. And so the point is, Krishna's mercy is available at all times. At the same time, by his will, because he is a person, he has his own free will and he has his own choice. So, by his choice, he appears at particular times. Now, whether Krishna's appearing in Vaivasvatmanu or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearing in Vaivasvatmanu is a special favor because of some advanced bhakti of Vaivasvatmanu, that is not mentioned. Because if you look at the interactions of the pastimes of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no interaction with Vaivasvatmanu that are described. So in that sense, it is not specifically, if you look at the pastimes of what we know, it is not specifically because of any special bhakti of Vaivasvatmanu that the Lord manifested during his times. Because it's not that he offered any special prayers. It is described, for example, in Kunti's prayer that, because Yadu Priyasanve Malasya Chandanam, that to please Yadu, in his dynasty the Lord appeared. But there are no such prayers offered that to please Vaivasvatmanu during his time the Lord appeared. So that means this mercy is causeless. It's not specifically because of Vaivasvatmanu's any special bhakti. It's just causeless. So this is just the nature of the Lord. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna descended 5,000 years ago. Now those who intimately associate with Krishna, some of them are directly associates, who say like Yashoda Mahal and the Maharaj as associates. But some happen to be there at that time. It's their fortune that they happen to be there. But is it that every person who was present on the earth 5,000 years ago was a special soul? Not necessarily. There are some souls who are special. Actually, Vishwanatha Chakravarti goes into elaborate analysis of this. So some souls are eternal associates. Some souls are spiritually evolved beings who get an opportunity to associate with exalted devotees by being born at the time when the Lord descends. He's especially analyzing about the gopis of Vrindavan. They themselves are different categories. And he says some are just fortunate. So when Krishna, for example, is traveling from from say Indraprastha to Dwarka. He's going along the way and so many people get to see him. Now, it's not that all the people who were living in all those parts were necessarily advanced souls who were born at that particular. It's just fortune. So there is an element of causelessness in the mercy of the Lord when he manifests in his descent. So that same element of causelessness applies to how the Lord manifested his special manifestations in the Vaivasvata Mantra.